And I'm sure you're still solidly in the fish camp.
Well, we're solidly in the fish camp based on all the data we continue to see. The Topo story may put everything to bed, because if Topo turns out to be real in the 006 follow-up, then I think the ball game's over.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do both.
Since Topo can only be done by fish right now, there's no good IHC test for it.
Right.
Then it's going to be fish testing. And given the fact that I believe Abbott is developing a kit, I don't know this to be the case, but we've used a progenitor kit that has both Topo and HER2, two different color probes in the same thing. You add no extra time, you add no extra expense other than the cost of the extra probe in it. You do the hybridization simultaneously, you get the answer at exactly the same time of whether or not your patient is HER2 plus Topo2 or HER2 alone without Topo2.
That's awesome. One question oncologists ask a lot about is the degree of amplification and the implications in using trastuzumab, both in the adjuvant and metastatic setting, particularly around the 2.1, 2.05, and then when you see 10, 20, does that mean they're more likely to respond?
There are data that indicates there may be a trend toward a greater response with higher numbers. It's not been a huge statistic that's come up yet. I think maturation of some of the studies is going to allow for looking at those hazard ratios over time and seeing whether that does it. I mean, again, that's why I feel so good about our ability to do that with 006. We'll see.
How about the around 2, 2.05, 2.1?
When we go to 2.05, anything above 2 we call amplified, because you have to have some criteria where you have a line and you say that's the cutoff. The worry is that that really is an amplification, that that's more ploidy. But if you've done the test right with Centromere 17, you should know whether or not that's ploidy. Anything over 2 should be amplification by definition.
What about 1.8 to 2?
1.8 to 2 we call negative.